Haley. Knobs.
Terry.
Hello, Haley.
Hello, Knob number two. How are you this fine evening?
Everything's grand. Knob one, you're home, aren't you?
Well, I'm at my work home.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, don't you think this hotel that we're talking about, Haley, you were talking about earlier today, Churchill Downs, the expansion that's coming up in these three different segments at the original track, and then the hotel at the gaming facility, which is the old Louisville Downs down Poplar Level Road, doesn't that kind of give you an indication that maybe we're going to get expanded gaming?
It kind of has a bit of a hint, but, you know, that could never happen in Kentucky. God forbid.
There's no market for it, Terry. Haven't we been told that for years?
It's called Derby City Gaming on Poplar Level Road, and for those of you who've lived here long enough, that was Louisville Downs, a harness racing track a long time ago. Churchill bought it and used it as a training facility later. And so they have gaming there, historical gaming. There's been arguing about that. But if they're going to build a hotel on that site, it just tells me somebody knows something that maybe we're going to get some expanded gaming at long last in the Commonwealth. And I'm still surprised that they're not going to go ahead with the hotel on the first turn at Churchill Downs.
Thank you. I agree. I absolutely agree.
So wouldn't that be a conflicting message, though? Because you would think if they knew expanded gaming was coming, the first one would be the first turn hotel,
you
right?
Would
you
think,
wouldn't waste
yes.
your time at Derby City Gaming if you knew it was going to happen. I think the plan is that it will happen sometime, but they're going to, you know, spend the money that they have to spend on properties they know they can make money on now, and when that when that happens, they're going to be ready to pounce.
Yeah. Derby City Gaming is immensely successful in its limited form because obviously they, you know, have to be careful about what they're spending.
What you play and what you don't play.
Mm-hmm. So Churchill Downs, obviously, we saw the expansion, two expansions ago, and people said, this is it. They've set up a whole area. You could see this whole area right here, and it's going to be all gaming, and then it never happened. But they've been able to use the space so much now that they're enclosing the home stretch. Isn't that where we normally set up our broadcast?
It's right below us. Paul was kind of pointing out, because I was very concerned. I was like, we're not losing our grandstand press box, are we? That is my favorite spot. And luckily, I think we're safe. It's all of that lower seating ground level area.
Sounds awfully cool, the home stretch club. And then the first turn is going to be some other magnificent enclosed area with, I was saying this earlier, Haley, you know how the seats are on the grandstand area now. They're just like folding metal chairs like wrestlers hit each other
horrible.
In the head with. And they're these new areas, they're going to put in these plush seats that like you imagine somebody sitting in first class is sitting on. So that's the whole idea, and that's why it shrinks the footprint of the number of seats that are available.
And you know what happens when you shrink the footprint, right?
The price typically goes up.
It typically does, yes.
Someone paid attention in his economics class.
I kind of wonder if that's going to be one of those areas, because they said after this year, they did like having some of those all-inclusive tickets available to people.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wonder if that new club area might be one of those where everything's included. You know, here's your ticket price. Come enjoy.
Very well could. Yeah, interesting.
Absolutely.
And I love that view along the home stretch. It's very exciting. I mean, the down at the first turn is one thing because obviously it's the beginning of all the races. I mean, ultimately they all go past. Well, not all of them. Some of them start back in the chute beyond the first turn and then just work around to the finish line. But most races come thundering by. And it's fun to get to see that. But on that home stretch when people are fighting it out, and that's when everybody's screaming because their money's on the line and they're getting into the last 200 yards. And there you go, or furlongs, or however you want to measure it. Nobody
but
says
I mean,
200 yards.
Do you think that's still going to happen if, like Ian was saying, we kind of bump up? Do you think people are still going to be going crazy in those boxes? Or are they going to be, you don't think they're going to be sitting back sipping their mint juleps thinking, ah, petty money, these silly fools?
I've been in every section of Churchill Downs on race day before, and people lose their minds. It doesn't matter if they bet $2 or $200,000.
Yeah, most exciting 2 minutes, I'm told.
Mm-hmm. A lot of screaming going on there. And that's why the beverages sell so well. I'm parched from screaming.
True. And, you know, I do have one question as, you know, the journalist of the group. Will I have access to these beautiful VIP clubs? As a member of the media, will they allow me to go, you know, saddle up next to the Aaron Rodgers of the world?
They will if you're with one of two people. One of them you're on the radio with now, and it ain't me. That guy usually can get places. The other one, Will Clark.
Yeah.
Will Clark seems to find his way into the areas that they tell the media, you'll never get in here. And there's Will Clark in there an hour later tweeting pictures.
That's true.
I mean, the whole 6'8 of him was in the Spires last year, one of the Spires. I'm like, how do you even fit? Nonetheless, how were you allowed up there?
He's
shameless. They had to get the jaws of life to get it off of him.
Anything.
Yeah, he had to be Vaseline to be removed from that spire.
Right, right.
Dwight Whitten loved that job, by the way.
Oh, my. All right, now to another sporting venue here in our community, and that's the new soccer place, the Lynn Stadium, Lynn Family Stadium downtown. We're all excited about that. Woo, let's go. Racing Louisville FC, let's go. Louisville City FC, let's go. Except now there's some complaining about the light show when they score and all the flickering light thing that goes on for 15 seconds. I timed it. Some people are worried that it's triggering to people who are on the autism spectrum or maybe have
epileptic. That's right.
Yes, epilepsy and could be triggered by the lighting. So we have an issue. And the management at Louisville City FC and Racing Louisville say they think it's all in line with what's legal. They've gone through all kinds of different things in terms of setting up their flickering light celebration, and they don't have any plan to change it anytime soon.
No. I wonder if there's a way you can, you know, asterisk on the bottom of your ticket and say, hey, trigger warning, if you have any of these conditions, close your eyes for 30 seconds after we score. I mean, what do you, if they're not going to change it, if they're following the rules, I'd see no problem with it.
It's standard procedure in many stadiums now. After a soccer score, that there is a, you know, obviously some sort of jubilant light show.
Man, and it is so cool at Lynn Family Stadium. It is so cool.
So what do we do? How do we respond to the few people who are complaining?
Unfortunately, we say there's nothing we can do. Don't go to a game. But, I mean, I don't want to tell people that.
Right. Yeah, it's tough because, obviously, yeah, you don't want to trigger an episode for someone. But you're right. It should just say on the ticket, you know, bright lights, flickering lights possible this evening. Just you've been warned.
Right, right. I mean, that's really – unless we had Lance McGarvey go on the big loudspeaker and say, trigger warning coming up, or something like that.
That would be hilarious, by the way.
Right, right.
Is there time after a goal scores?
Right, real quick to get it in.
As excited as Lance gets, I'm not sure he would remember to get it in.
A goalkeeper for the Portland outfit, Bella Bixby, said, the light shows strobing at a stadium in Texas, and Louisville needs to go. Players reported feeling physically ill. I am someone who has sensory integration issues and had to put a towel over my eyes and pray to God I didn't have a meltdown seconds before the second half. Ridiculous. She said nausea. Nausea seems to be the shared feeling among players. For players, fans that are epileptic or on the autism spectrum or have sensory integration disorders, it's a literal nightmare.
Well, if I mean, that's coming from a player. That makes me feel even worse.
And that would be the one, I think, that gets that light show taken out quicker, unfortunately, than a fan. You know, one fan has an issue, okay, but if players on the field have an issue, then you're going to have to change some things.
Right. And saying that it's a shared feeling of nausea just from going. And I mean, it is really intense. So I can see where you would have physical reactions to it. But I mean, maybe turning the lights down a little bit. Do you think like taking it down a quarter, take 20% off would make it better?
Having never seen it up close, it's hard to comment.
It's, yeah, since we're talking about such a small segment of society, are we really going to change the whole procedure? Or is she adequately warned that if Louisville scores, by the way, she hasn't been here while Louisville has scored. She just knows about the light show.
Now that's what was missing in the story.
So should she adequately prepare herself? She's the goalkeeper for Portland. Should she adequately prepare herself for that? I mean, if she knows Louisville scores, then drop to the ground and just wait out the 15 seconds. I mean, this is not the only time in her life that lights are going to flicker.
Right. That, or if it is a big issue, have your team go to Lou City and say, hey, we're coming to visit you guys. We're playing you all on this date. We have this player that has a sensory issue or that's epileptic. Is there any way for this one match we turn it down a little bit? And it's kind of a game-by-game basis.
I don't think you can do that, though, because then it becomes, if it's bothersome, it becomes an issue for someone on every team and it just goes away.
But do you really think they'd abuse it for like a medical condition?
Oh, yeah. I think athletes playing professional sports will take any advantage they're given.
Oh, you all are cynical.
Born that way. Talk to my parents.
Born this way.
Haley and the Knobs
Baby,
are here on
the
news radio.
He was born this way.
Haley and the Knobs are back in a few on News Radio 840 WHAS. Snake Boogie from ZZ Top. Dusty Hill passing away from the ZZ Top band just after an appearance in Louisville weekend before last. He went home, Haley, we think, right after that show, somewhere around there, and then said he had hip problems and then died last night at his home in Houston. Wow.
Spooky.
You betcha. You're with News Radio 840 WHAS. Terry Miner's here. Some people posting a letter from the commissioner of the Big 12 talking about ESPN interfering in the transition of Texas and Oklahoma to the Southeastern Conference. And, Haley, you know your Kentucky Wildcats. That's going to bring on some added pressure for them. You bring in two big football schools to the SEC. That's already tough enough.
Oh, come on, no. We got Stoops leading us. We're fine. Stoops is taking us to a championship. I can feel it.
His brother used to coach Oklahoma.
Oh, that's some added drama I didn't know.
Well, yeah, Bob Stoops is not the coach there anymore, but Mark Stoops would love beating Oklahoma just because that was his brother's nest for a long time.
But, I think he worked there too, didn't he? I think all the brothers went through Oklahoma at one point.
I actually have a football signed by both of them, an Oklahoma football signed by Bob Stoops that I got Mark Stoops to sign later, some other event. It just worked out by mere happenstance. Someone gave me the Oklahoma football, and I took it to some event where Mark Stoops was. He's like, oh, I'm familiar with that signature.
Wait a minute.
Who are we going to pull into the ACC? Ian, let's just guess out of the teams that are left in the Big 12, and there's only 10 schools, and now two are leaving, so there's only eight from which to choose. Kansas would be a great matchup in the ACC, provided everybody ignores the fact that Louisville and Kansas have nothing to do with the Atlantic Coast, but it's the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Kansas is that might be one of the worst football programs in the country.
It's true.
And football drives the bus. So as much as we'd all love to see Kansas on the basketball schedule a lot, I don't think that's going to happen. I think if the ACC expands, if they're looking for two teams, I say keep an eye on Notre Dame becoming an official member.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one I would pick is Central Florida.
Interesting. Not West Virginia and try to take them away from the Big 12?
Not West Virginia. I think Central Florida's had a little bit better football record lately. It's in a much bigger market, Orlando versus Morgantown. They've got a much bigger alumni base. I think it's one of those up-and-coming, getting bigger schools where West Virginia just kind of is what it is at this point.
Interesting. Well, there's a lot of people moving around, a lot of moving parts, and it's tortuous interference to mess with somebody else's contract. So we'll see if ESPN faces any more heat from what Sports Illustrated is reporting about ESPN tonight. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got to talk about this guy, DaBaby, and his comments on stage. Can you believe this guy said this stuff on stage? He's apologizing now, Haley. Can you find it in your heart to forgive him?
He and Chrissy Teigen.
We'll discuss in a few. Brand new Lamborghini. This guy, DaBaby, he's made a mess for himself. Here's Jason Nathanson from ABC News.
At a concert over the weekend, DaBaby made some controversial comments about gay people and HIV, then doubled down in an Instagram video Monday.
They don't got AIDS. My gay fans, they take care of themselves. They ain't no nasty gay. They ain't no junkies.
The comments condemned by everyone from Elton John to Dua Lipa, who collaborated with DaBaby on her smash hit single Levitating. Dua Lipa with DaBaby. Lipa writing that she's horrified by what the rapper said. Now he's apologizing, writing on Twitter that what he said was insensitive, though he didn't intend to offend. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
That's always my favorite. I didn't intend to offend.
It's the same thing as, well, I'm sorry that you were upset by this. I'm sorry you're mad about this. It's like, no, DaBaby, this is about you.
It's so tone deaf. I mean, it's astounding. You're not gonna get any pushback. You're talking about people with AIDS. What the hell? I mean, is this comedy material?
Right, especially, and then coming back. So what? That's two apologies in one, because he first quote unquote apologized in the video, and then comes out with another apology. Like, oh no, that apology, I didn't mean like that. You're not actually sorry. You're just saying sorry because you're losing followers and therefore money.
Fascinating. Just the cluelessness of it all. All right, we're going to jump through a couple of other celebrity notes. I know you guys are going to love talking about Kelly Clarkson having to pay her ex, Brandon Blackstock. Have you heard about this?
I have not. Fill me in on how much.
She has to pay this guy, I don't know how many years, $200,000 a month. Spousal and child support. I can do basic arithmetic. 12 months times 2, 2.4. I mean, wow.
I hope her talk show pays well.
Well, that's the thing, is apparently documents now that people are able to, I don't know how they're able to see them, but media are picking through documents and that have to do with her financial status. She's apparently knocking down $13 million a year.
Oof. Dang, girl.
Wow. Right. I mean, for that talk show, but it has to be music and also, what
all
is it,
of the her, voice? Yeah, she's on The Voice, all of her advertisements she does. I mean, she
I would be betting that most of that comes from The Voice, because she had an okay musical career, but mm-hmm. has only really had one top 10 hit in the last decade. So I can't imagine she's getting paid a lot off of that.
Is it an Oprah-like deal where she owns her own talk show and produces
it? I'm sure she has some stake in it.
There must be. Here's the interesting thing. Back in November, an L.A. County judge granted Kelly Clarkson primary physical custody of their children, River Rose, age 6, and Remington Alexander, age 4. Clearly, they're very young, which means child support carries for another 14 years. Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, this isn't all child support. This is, I think, $150,000 to him. He is a manager. Now, this is interesting. He's been a music manager, and he had gotten it down to just one client, a certain Blake Shelton. How uncomfortable is that on that
show?
That's weird, isn't it? That Blake Shelton and Kelly Clarkson, for those of you unaware, are both judges on The Voice. They sit two seats apart. They make jokes and poke at each other. And her ex-husband is Blake Shelton's manager, or has been. It's like, wow.
Pretty soon they're going to be sitting three seats apart. She'll want to be as far away from Blake as possible.
And anyway, he's quitting. From what I read is he's quitting this managerial type business. And he wants to be a rancher. It's like, okay, well, great. Follow your dream. Why does she have to give you $150,000 a month plus 50 for child support? I get the child support thing because there's a standard of living the kids are used to, and if he has nothing and she has a lot of money. But why does she need to give this guy?
But he doesn't have nothing. He's a manager of Blake Shelton.
Well, but if he says, I'm not a manager, you know, I stopped managing Blake Shelton. I no longer make money off of that. I'm a rancher whose business hasn't gotten off the ground, then he can use the same argument as you just did for the kids. It's standard of living, and chances are she made most of the money anyway. So,
Man, that is upsetting. I don't want to think that he's playing a con, but he's been a manager for a long time, so he knows the ins and outs.
And suddenly he wants to get rid of his career because he can live on a feather nest that she has to pay for.
Yeah, he can make that same amount of money without working now.
Well, no, Ian, he's a rancher.
Of course, and he'll own one cow and a pig, and they'll run around for a while until something happens to them.
Have a beautiful, like, giant mansion in Wyoming or something like that.
I've got plenty of land. I just can't get enough cows. I can only afford this one.
$150,000 a month will buy him a few head of cattle and make the mortgage payment on his rickety ranch house, wherever that happens to be. A source told People magazine that Mr. Blackstock was asking for twice that amount of money that he's getting.
He clearly wants more than the rickety ranch house model.
He wanted $301,000 in spousal support per month and $135,000 in child support per month.
Wow. So he wanted more for himself than for the child support.
Well, that's what it's come down to. He's getting a buck and a half, and the kid's child support is 45, so it's 195.
I'm sorry.
Something.
I had it reversed. No. Wow.
Well, I mean, it's like.
Well, he only gets the kids part of the time, so she's got to pay the rest of those bills.
And remember what I said. The judge ruled she is the primary custodian. That's just fascinating.
Right, right. So, I mean, yeah, you think maybe she every other weekend he did that type of thing?
$45,000 a month for a couple of weekends a month. He must be taking them to the mall and letting them buy everything.
not a problem.
She has, it says here, primary physical custody of their kids. So,
and if he lives in Wyoming or wherever, chances are they only see him maybe a weekend a month. Mm-hmm. So, $45,000 to spend in a weekend every month.
But the dude had the stones to ask for $436,000 a month.
Oh, he's a manager in Hollywood. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Wow. Wowzers. That's all I'll say. All right, let's take a break. Ooh,
oof, since you've been gone, I've had to owe my ex hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Good call.
Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, that's why I keep on loving you.
One more note on Mr. Blackstock, who was married to Kelly Clarkson. He's this lady's son, Reba McEntire. So he's rolling in dough.
What?
What the hell? He must really hate Kelly Clarkson to press her this hard in court for money.
What did she do to you, sir?
I don't know, dude. They were married 7 years. They have two kids.
Maybe Reba she raised you better than this.
Maybe she went Fishers, Indiana on him.
Oh, that's right. We've got to get this in. They've made an arrest in the Fishers, Indiana crisis of a woman who jogs in the morning and poops in people's yards.
Now this is some hard-hitting journalism.
She's been a problem for a lot of people. Those stories I'm reading all have puns in them, of course. She was the number two suspect, they said. See, all that stuff. The other person was getting a bum rap. Apparently, social media, they reported somebody else was the culprit, and police have now figured out who it is. I don't know what she's going to get some kind of a citation over. But
boy, does it suck to be the person they thought did it.
The duper pooper?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the problem. Anyway, they've caught up with this person, and she is apparently dropping all of her facts.
You said dropping.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to drop the charges.
Here's some neighbors quickly.
We colored the pooper. We have found her droppings in our yards. She carries her own toilet paper, and she just leaves the toilet paper behind. In three or four different yards down the street, every other yard. The toilet paper is the calling card, so we know when we see that she's been around.
Just pray for rain, people. That's all it'll be. I hope they cite her appropriately. Ugh. Good night, everybody.